off of the lead right now, which is currently 9-under. Our very own Scott Unash is up there, as well as Cedar Rapids Gazette columnist Mike Halas. And I'm sure we'll hear from Mike coming up later on next week on the Gym Class. He tends to join Scott and Mark every other Monday throughout the summer. We want you to join the program today as well, 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And you can join us here at the Coach's Corner, too, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in. Got some great prizes for you, an opportunity to enjoy happy hour. Ashley is behind the bar. She's ready to serve you up $2.50 domestic bottles and some $2 domestic pints. Some baseball on tap tonight. The Cubs kick off a series in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. And looky here, third game in a row, Anthony Rizzo will bat leadoff for the Cubs. So Joe Maddon's going to continue to play the hot hand, at least until it no longer works out for him. No Chris Bryant in the lineup today, but that's a regularly scheduled day off, something that Joe Maddon normally does a lot of times with his star players. Coming off an off day, he gives them an extra day off so that they get some additional rest in. Cubs today calling up infielder Tommy La Stella from AAA Iowa and placing Ben Zobrist on the disabled list. Twins are in action tonight as well, and you can hear them on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll have the Twins and the Indians at 7 o'clock tonight on 107.5 FM, and I imagine there's probably a lot of Twins fans in the area who may or may not be heading north this weekend for Father's Day festivities, or maybe you're heading to the U.S. Open, like our very own Scott Unash is, I'm sure.
And like we were offered to go yesterday.
I went home and I was still kind of smarting over that, because if it was next weekend, my calendar is completely open, and I would have snapped those up. Sad story earlier today, though. A 94-year-old man passed away there at the U.S. Open. They say it's of natural causes, but I guess
it's been a little bit of an eventful first couple of days in Wisconsin.
You know, that's not a bad way to go. If they say it's natural causes, and I don't know,
that's
94,
true.
You got to think 94, you've lived a pretty good life. It's a beautiful day. You're on the golf course. Now you're not playing, but you're there, as opposed to all of the other possible ways that you could go. I think I'd say sign me up for that. I'm not going to see 94. So it's not something that I have to necessarily spend a whole lot of time thinking about, but
I guess it would be better than a blimp accident, which also occurred at the U.S. Open. But I don't believe the only person who was the pilot, I don't believe he was seriously injured. I think he walked away with just minor injuries, which is a good thing.
I know there was some talk of him being burned, but I don't know whether that was what degree or not. But this will be interesting to watch Ricky Fowler throughout the weekend. He, of course, is good friends with Zach Johnson and played in the Zach Johnson Foundation charity outing last season in Cedar Rapids at Elmcrest Country Club. And they haven't officially announced, I don't believe, who will be attending this year. But I know we got an email earlier today at the station with regards to getting our press passes for the event, which is coming up next month. So it's right around the corner, and I'm sure we'll be hearing who's in and who's out. I don't think that the Bachelor is going to be there this year. I think he's going to be preoccupied with some other things, but it's always fun to see the mix of professional golfers and celebrities that Zach's able to convince to come spend some time in Cedar Rapids. If you went last year, John Daly put on a clinic, literally and figuratively, there with a cigarette dangling out of his mouth.
I was going to say, a clinic on what?
You know what? He's still fun to watch.
That's for sure.
Up close and personal, and it was interesting to see him interact with the fans as well. Speaking of baseball, by the way, Cedar Rapids Colonels, boy, making it interesting. Colonels falling on the road last night to the Quad Cities River Bandits 5-4. Bandits take 2 of 3 in that series, and now with just a handful of games remaining before next week's Midwest League All-Star game and the first-half, second-half split, you got the Kane County Cougars in first half in the Western Division with Cedar Rapids a half game back, and then Quad Cities is one game back of the Colonels, 1.5 games behind the Cougars. It's basically a three-team race for two spots in the postseason right now. Colonels open up a big homestand this weekend at Veterans Memorial Stadium against a team that has long since been eliminated from postseason consideration, and that's the Clinton Lumber Kings. First pitch tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium, set for 6:35. It's a Z102.9 mug club night, which means for $6 you get a refillable mug that you can take back to the concession stands for $3 refills all night long. Unless you've already purchased the mug at a previous Friday game, bring it with you to the ballpark tonight, and then you're just paying for the $3 refills. It's a 6:35 game tomorrow night as well, and then always a popular draw for the Colonels Sunday, Father's Day, 2:05 first pitch, and that will be the final game of the first half for the Colonels. So whether or not they can get this done is up in the air, but they've got a favorable schedule over the next 3 days taking on the Clinton Lumber Kings. And again, tonight's game, 6:35. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate. I know they're a little concerned about tomorrow right now, given the first pitch for the game and the way that the storms are tracking. But Sunday looks to be absolutely beautiful, kind of similar to what it is out there today. I think I heard Greg Runyon on Rob FM today say 78 degrees on Sunday for Father's Day. My family's coming to Cedar Rapids. We're going to be at the ballpark on Sunday. It just sort of works out that way. And I would be lying if I said I wasn't looking forward to Sunday, because this will be my first Father's Day as a father.
Well, early Father's Day.
Up until this year, Father's Day has just always been, oh, okay, get Dad a card, make sure you call him and see how he's doing, and if I'm in a position where I can spend some time around my family and my dad, I do it. If not, no big deal, but I have a feeling moving forward, things are going to be a little bit different, so very much looking forward to that. We mentioned that Freedom Festival prize pack that we've got to give away today on the program. You're going to want to make sure you get those Freedom Festival buttons, because the events are going to be starting soon, and for a lot of the Freedom Festival events, you need to wear those buttons to get in. Even if the event is free, they still ask that you have the buttons on. Coming up next week on the program, all week long, we're going to have $30 gift cards to La Cantina to give away, and then on the 6 o'clock showdown next Wednesday, we're going to be playing for tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels on the 4th of July at Veterans Memorial Stadium, which is going to be packed wall-to-wall with families and kids
fireworks.
It is a fireworks night.
Always
good time there on the 4th of July with the Cedar Rapids Colonels, and hopefully they've got that postseason berth locked up at that point in time. One other local note to pass along for those of you who are into auto racing, Cedar Rapids native Landon Castle is going to be racing tonight at Hawkeye Downs. So if you're looking for something to do, it's not often that Landon is back in the area and is actually racing, but you've got a chance to go see him tonight at Hawkeye Downs as well. 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We welcome you into the discussion on the program again. Mike Gasell said to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. PTL Commissioner Randy Larson will join us here at the Coach's Corner at 5 o'clock, getting ready for another season of Primetime League action. No Game Time League this year, though. I know there's some people that are disappointed about that, but the PTL continues on. And then Jack Dom, Love It or Leave It, and, of course, your phone calls and texts at 319-366-1600. I did see this earlier today. Cedar Rapids Kennedy had to cancel a sophomore baseball game tonight. It was a makeup game against Cedar Rapids Washington because they couldn't find any umpires on short notice. Everybody was already working games that were originally scheduled for tonight, and the Cedar Rapids Kennedy Twitter account made sure that they were asking people if they were interested in becoming high school officials to consider doing it, because there is a little bit of an official shortage, and we've talked about that on the program before. It's relatively easy. I've done it, and for folks who have listened to the program, if I can do it, you guys can do it, because I'm not exactly a rocket scientist over here, Wernher von Braun or something like that. But it's a, at least for baseball, I can't speak to other sports, but part of it is an open book test, and then you show up for a closed book test, and you've got to get, I think it's 80% or 85%, something like that, above that threshold, and you pay a very nominal amount of money. I think it, for students, it used to be like $20 or something, and then adults were a little bit higher, but then you're certified and you can go work games. So I just thought, I saw that on Twitter, and I thought I would pass that along, because it is something that we've talked about on the program before, and having done it in the past, I know how many people in the stands think that they can do just as good, if not a better job, than the guys who are out there on the field. Very similar to the people that sometimes use the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line to let us know that they could do a better job doing this program. So this is an opportunity, as a high school official, you can put your time and money where your mouth is. And the money is actually pretty good.
Do you have more stories from banter on the text line or from banter from parents when you were officiating?
You know, when I umpired, I always did the best that I possibly could not to be a rabbit. A rabbit is somebody who hears everything. And I
found out.
So you
just tuned everything out?
You tried really hard. And I found that sometimes it was easier said than done. And umpires aren't perfect. And that's part of the problem. It's one of the only jobs where you're expected to be perfect on day one and then remain perfect, if not get better, the more and more you do it. And what I always found was occasionally there would be games where I knew that I missed a call or something. And then I would start becoming my own worst critic. And when I started questioning myself, suddenly that's when the wax was no longer in my ears and I could hear everything that was being said. But other than that, for the most part, when you're doing something like that, you just have to tune everybody out and go about your business. And I had a good relationship with a lot of the coaches that I worked with, and even the guys that you would run afoul of would always go out of their way to talk to you after the game was over. And I was very young at the time. I was just out of high school. I did it from the time I was 19 until the time I was 23. And a lot of the coaches, most of the coaches, were really encouraging about, hey, stick with it, keep working hard. You know, you're doing a good job. And I tried really hard. I really did. And then it just got to the point where, yeah, it wasn't really worth it for me in 95-degree heat in the middle of the summer, driving back and forth for what was maybe $60 to $70 a night at that point in time. Plus, I was looking at the softball umpires. The softball umpires were making pretty good money, too, and those games are always over in like 2.5 hours. And doing a baseball doubleheader when you're there from 5:30, 6 o'clock until almost 10, 10:30 at night, I think I can find something else to do with my time. But seriously, though, if you are interested, just reach out, and I can probably put you in touch with some people that will help you find out how to become an official. And that goes for all sports, too, because it's not just baseball and softball that there's a bit of a shortage at. And I think John Bonenkamp, our friend from the Burlington Hawkeye, said on Twitter, you know, he covers enough high school sports to know this is going to be an issue moving forward in the next probably 10 to 15 years. I think back to when I was in high school here in eastern Iowa, the average age of most of the umpires that were working our game was probably somewhere north of 50, 55. We had a lot of older guys who worked our games. Now, part of that was that there were a lot of umpires in eastern Iowa that didn't want to work our games because they didn't want to deal with my high school baseball coach, but that's another story for another time. But a lot of these guys are starting to get to the point where they physically can't do it anymore, and they're retiring or easing up on their schedule, and there just isn't a whole lot of interest from younger guys. So if you played baseball, it's a really great way, and that's why I started doing it. It was a great way for me to still be on the diamond. As a matter of fact, I was on the field more as an umpire than I ever was as a player. So that was always a little bit of fun, too. 319 366 1600, 10 minutes away, we're going to be talking with Mike Gasell, the former Hawkeye basketball standout. He's got a basketball camp with his buddy and former teammate Adam Woodbury coming up. We'll talk with Mike about that as well as find out what's going on in his life. Lots of basketball and baseball talk. We'll keep an eye on the scoreboard at the U.S. Open. Ricky Fowler still at 9-under, the co-leader, along with Brooks Koepka. And we'll keep an eye on how Zach is doing as well as Zach Johnson, the Cedar Rapids native. 319-366-1600. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn live on the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Back after this.
Toyota of Iowa City would like to invite you to stop in now and check out the amazing new 2017 Toyota RAV4, which offers exceptional versatility and is now available in a hybrid, which is rated at 34 miles per gallon in town. Toyota of Iowa City also has a huge selection of 2017 RAV4s, and right now, through July 5th, with qualifying credit, we are able to offer 0% financing for up to 72 months on all gas models or $2,000 customer cash. We also have available 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2017 hybrid RAV4s or $1,500 customer cash. Toyota of Iowa City has available outstanding low lease and finance rates on most of our new Toyotas and a fantastic selection of models for you to choose from. Come on in before July 6th and let us make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
0% for 72 months is $1,389 per thousand borrowed, and for 60 months is $1,667 per thousand borrowed. Does not include $130 dealer documentation fee.
Public Clearing Home is here at the home of Barb White, winner of our $5,000 a week forever sweepstakes. Let's go surprise her with the good news. Oh my, oh well, I've never seen anything quite like this, folks. It appears Barb has let her lawn go for a few years, maybe. We'll just go around the side. Oh, that's not gonna work.
Oh, is that Public Clearing Home? Did I win?
Yes, ma'am, you won. We've got the check right here. Just need to get it to you.
Walk by the wind chimes next to the bug zapper.
Okay, sure. Okay,
duck your head under. Oh, I can't believe I won. This is just so exciting. Oh, dear. Are you okay?
You have a moat? You know what? We'll mail you the check. I hope you have a gigantic mailbox.
I do, in fact, right next to my gnome nativity scene. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Need landscaping? Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. We got you covered. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the Pro Tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at Austeds.com or visit your local Austeds to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austeds.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Welcome back to the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Happy hour running until 7 as well. Lots of U.S. Open coverage on most of the TVs here at Coach's. As a matter of fact, you can even stop in and enjoy the beautiful weather outside on the Coach's Garden outdoor patio, which I don't think anybody's out there right now, but that usually a business will pick up a little bit. Somebody on the text line says that the officials' tests are now open book. All of them open book. And you need 75% to pass, 71-48 passing that information along. And then he says the pay has gone up as well from 15 years ago or so, the last time that I did it. But if I wasn't on the air from 4 until 7, I still don't know whether I could bring myself to do that or not. But I remember there was one night, and it was it always worked out this way, hottest night of the summer. So late June, early July, and I can't remember, it was a small school, 2A, 1A, show up, and wound up working that night with a guy that was, it was an older gentleman, but not necessarily too old. And, of course, it was being a doubleheader, and I said, okay, would you like me to start with home plate, or would you like me to take the bases? How are we going to do this? And he kindly informed me that, oh, he only worked the bases.
Only works the bases.
Yeah, and he was a little surprised that the athletic director didn't inform me of that when he sent the contract to me to sign. So, hottest night of the summer, and I had to do double duty behind home plate. That was not one of my
I've never heard of an umpire that only does the bases.
Evenings. Well,
not even in the major leagues.
That guy did, and I think about 90% of my paycheck that night wound up getting spent at Murph's in DeWitt. Rest in peace, Murph's. Sports Center coming up at the bottom of the hour. Mike Gasell, former Iowa basketball player, going to be with us today as well. And a busy, busy show for you today. Don't forget, vote in our poll question, kgymradio.com. Will Ricky Fowler win his first major this weekend? Yes or no? Jordan Spieth, by the way, at even par right now. So, as a matter of fact, just went to one under. So, Jordan Spieth, 8 strokes off the lead set by Ricky Fowler and Brooks Koepka right now. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Let's send it back to the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle Mann's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day.
The Iowa women's basketball program received a commitment today from Mason City junior Megan Meyer, a 5'8" guard and sister of current Iowa sophomore Mackenzie Meyer. The sisters will play together at Iowa for one season in 2019, and the last time they did that, they led Mason City to the 2016 4A state title. The Cedar Rapids Colonels dropped the final game of their series with the Quad Cities River Bandits last night, 5-4, officially putting them behind the Kane County Cougars in the division. They trail the Cougars by a half a game and only lead the River Bandits for second place by one game. The Colonels will now look to finish strong in the final series of the first half, a 3-game set at home with the Clinton Lumber Kings. It'll be a Z102.9 Mug Club tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium with first pitch scheduled for 6:35. This week's state softball polls were released yesterday with some local schools near the top of their respective lists. Cedar Rapids Jefferson is currently ranked 5th in Class 5A with Kennedy close behind at number 8 and Prairie 15th. Benton Community is the top team in Class 4A and Solon is 5th in Class 3A. Tonight and over the weekend on KGYM, you'll be able to hear the Twins hosting the Indians. Minnesota currently leads Cleveland by 2 games in the AL Central, but the teams are playing a 4-game series over the weekend, including a doubleheader tomorrow. It'll be Nick Turley on the mound tonight for the Twins and Carlos Carrasco for the Indians. That'll be right after our show on 107.5 The North Gym.
Nick Turley, a fascinating story. He was the third-to-last player selected in the draft the year that he was taken, and he's made it all the way to the major leagues. It took him a while to get there.
I was going to say, that's a long odds. Now, third to last pick overall?
Yes.
Wow.
And now Mike Piazza was, I think, a 62nd round pick back in the day with the Dodgers. That was a family favor that was done for him, but it's always fun to see those guys get to the major leagues. Former Iowa basketball player Mike Gasell with us next on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
We're going to head to a bottom of the hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Infinity Skincare. Getting great results for guys just like you with PRP for male pattern baldness. No surgery, no downtime. Find out more at InfinitySkinHealth.com.
When I looked at that picture, I couldn't believe the dude with the bald patch was me. My buddy said he'd probably look the same way if he wasn't getting PRP at Infinity Skincare. I didn't believe him because he has really good hair, but it's legit. PRP for male baldness is a state-of-the-art treatment that stimulates hair follicles for thicker, fuller hair, and Infinity Skincare at Coralville has it.
Infinity Skincare is getting great results for guys just like you. No surgery, no downtime. Find out more about PRP for male pattern baldness at InfinitySkinHealth.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with a developing story from the NBA. ESPN's Mark Stein and Zach Lowe are reporting the Celtics and 76ers are in advanced talks on a potential blockbuster trade involving Boston's number one pick in next week's draft. The trade could move several Philadelphia picks to the Celtics in exchange for that number one spot. At the U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin, second round action continuing. Ricky Fowler and Brooks Koepka tied for the lead at 9-under. England's Paul Casey is at 7-under par. Orioles closer Zach Britton will start a minor league rehab assignment. He's been out 6 weeks with a strained left forearm. Britton hopes to be back with the Orioles before the All-Star break. Florida Gators football coach Jim McElwain and basketball coach Mike White both get raises and contract extensions. Their deals now run until 2023. Kyle Larson wins the pole for Sunday's NASCAR race at Michigan. Martin Truex Jr. will join Larson in the front row.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
What if there was a toy store for dads? It would be called the Home Depot. Where this Father's Day, you can get him a new Weber Genesis 2 gas grill. Choose from 2 to 6 burners, multiple colors, and great prices starting at only $499. When it comes to great grilling, every dad deserves Weber. Doesn't yours? Be dad's number one fan with a new grill from America's number one Weber retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
Too tight, too dated. What do I wear with this?
I'm telling you, honey. Trunk Club curates outfits based on your personal style and sends them right to our door.
So I don't have to stare at the closet every day and feel defeated?
Exactly. And Trunk Club is a Nordstrom company, so your stylist helps you find your perfect look and you get quality brands.
Oh, I like that.
Then stop staring and get back to doing what you love.
Golfing.
Antiquing.
Yeah, antiquing, right.
Love what you wear. Visit trunkclub.com/ESPN and we'll help you make sense of style.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
4:35 on a beautiful Friday afternoon here in Eastern Iowa. Welcome back to the Todd Brolkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. We'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight as well. Happy hour going on at the same time. $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic drafts. Great night to be inside watching a little U.S. Open golf, a little Major League Baseball. Cubs going to open that series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. They'll do so without Ben Zobrist. We mentioned the Cubs placing him on the disabled list earlier in the day and recalling Tommy La Stella from the minor leagues. Colonels at home tonight as well, taking on the Clinton Lumber Kings. First pitch at 6:35. We're going to be joined here shortly on the telephone by former Iowa basketball standout Mike Gasell. He's back in Iowa after spending the first season of his pro career playing in Denmark overseas, where he ran into another former Hawkeye. So looking forward to chatting with him. Ricky Fowler still atop the leaderboard at the U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. That's our poll question today, KGYMradio.com. Will Ricky Fowler win his first major this weekend? Yes or no? You can find Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. That is a possible major blockbuster that they are talking about in the NBA right now between the Celtics and the 76ers. We've talked in the past, would Boston keep that number one overall pick, or would they turn around and try to turn it into more assets? And it certainly looks as if Boston's going to do just that.
Yeah, we pretty much every, whether it's been Cody Taylor, Steve Kyler, or Adi Joseph, I've made it a point to ask some of the people that cover the NBA what the Celtics would do with that number one pick and whether they would trade it or they would keep it and select Markel Fultz, because I believe that most people think that the Washington product is the number one, the consensus number one overall pick. And the reaction has been mixed. Some people think that the Celtics need to kind of go all in and win now with Isaiah Thomas, his contract up after next season. Some people think that Markelle Fultz, like Steve Kyler last week of Basketball Insider, says that he thinks Markelle Fultz is going to be a 10 to 15 year NBA player and a multiple time All-Star. So it's interesting to see what happens. And if they're the number one over, anytime the number one overall pick is traded, that's a blockbuster deal in the NBA.
What's the return there? What do you think Boston winds up getting back for that? How much can they extract from the 76ers? Sam Hinkie is no longer running the show there in Philadelphia, but this is sort of very much a move that you would think he would be behind.
I don't know. I think that the deal is probably going to be centered around I brought up Ben Simmons. I don't think that the Philadelphia 76ers are going to trade him away. I really know that they're not going to have Joel Embiid, who is one of the breakout second-year players in the NBA. They're not going to trade him away. So you think about guys like Jahlil Okafor, they really don't have much guard play. So if they add a guy like Jahlil Okafor, at least that solidifies their front court, which was a major issue for them against the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals.
We're going to be talking a lot more basketball today with the commissioner of the Primetime League, Randy Larson. He's going to be joining us here at Coach's Corner coming up at the top of hour number two. But first, let's bring our first guest of the afternoon onto the program. You know him well here in Eastern Iowa, former Hawkeye standout Mike Gesell, back in Eastern Iowa, fresh off a stint in the pro ranks in Denmark. Mike, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
How did the first season overseas go for you? How was that experience?
It was awesome. I have to say the transition was definitely tough at first. But, after the year went on, it really got comfortable, and I thought the transition went very well.
Is there a big difference between playing the college ball here stateside and then playing in the pro ranks overseas in Europe? What's the biggest difference?
I'd say the biggest difference is, I say in the States, you see a lot of one-on-one basketball, and overseas, it's almost always team ball. Like, you rarely see one-on-one stuff. It's almost all pick and roll, finding shooters and spacing and stuff like that. So, it definitely was a style of basketball I was used to playing. It's a lot like how our team played at Iowa, but, so it wasn't too much different.
You went from being kind of the older senior leader on the Iowa team to being the youngest starter on a championship team in Denmark. What was that transition like?
It was a lot of fun. It's different. I had guys on my team that were 36 and 37 years old. So, trying to be a rookie, be a leader, being the starting point guard, it was a lot different, but it was a lot of fun just getting to experience that. And, we had a very successful season being able to win the championship.
I understand that you crossed paths with a former Hawkeye teammate in Denmark.
We were playing in the FIBA Champions League and actually got to play against Devin Marble twice. He was playing in Greece, and they're in our pool. So it was a lot of fun getting to meet up with him on the court again.
What is there smack talk between the two of you guys? What goes on when two former college teammates wind up meeting each other wearing different uniforms?
I think it's more just fun, like, because you're over in another country and you don't see any people around that you've been around a lot, and so it was a lot of fun. It's just a lot of laughs and just catching up a little bit even before the game. I had a lot of battles with Dev, especially my freshman year, just coming in practice. So, it was fun getting to play against him.
Just moving away from the court for a second, living in another country, what are some things that you kind of went through and some things you kind of had to transition through that maybe you didn't even think about when you first moved there?
The first thing that made the transition easy was that in Denmark almost everyone speaks English, and so that made the transition really easy for me. I think one of the biggest things was like medicine and their or food. Like, you know, if you want to go get some ibuprofen, it's hard to find it or something like that. And then going around the grocery store, I think our first trip to the grocery store took about an hour and a half just trying to figure out what all the different foods were.
What is the finest cuisine that Denmark features?
Honestly, I didn't really like the food there. The traditional Danish food is a lot of like rye bread and potatoes and kind of hearty meals, and that just wasn't my favorite. We did go try it a couple times, but I tended to stay away from that. I cooked at home a lot so I could have the American tasting food.
Former Iowa basketball standout Mike Gasell joining us here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show on a Friday. Did you get an opportunity to keep up on the Hawks last year?
I did. Not as much as I wanted to in terms of watching games, but, you know, I was always following on social media, always checking the stats after the games. The time difference makes it tough at times to be able to actually watch the games, but I stayed up for all the big games, especially like Iowa State. It's always fun to just keep tabs with them.
What were your initial impressions of Jordan Bohannon at the point as a freshman last year?
I really like Jordan. I like his game a lot. He's by the time he's done with his career, he's going to be known as one of the best shooters ever to go through Iowa. And, you know, that's a huge accomplishment. And, you know, I got to see him a little bit before he started the year, and I know he has a work ethic, a great work ethic, and I know he's going to be successful. He's going to continue to grow and continue to improve his game, and I know Fran will keep him ready and keep pushing him. So, you know, I'm really excited about Jordan.
What about his game, or what about what he did as a freshman surprised you the most?
Just his ability to get his shot off. Just looking at him, I mean, similar to my own game, we don't look very athletic. And, you know, you think a guy that doesn't look athletic comes to the next level, you think they're going to have a tough time getting a shot off. And, you know, Jordan can get a shot off on anyone, and, you know, he can make it from anywhere. And, you know, that's what really impressed me the most.
Mike, I understand that you've got a basketball camp coming up with one of your former teammates, a guy that you've known for quite a while because you grew up in the same neck of the woods, Adam Woodbury. Tell us a little bit about that camp.
Yep, June 23rd and 24th, so next Friday and Saturday. It's at my high school, actually, Sauson City, Nebraska. We did the camp last year together, and, you know, we thought it was a huge success. All the kids and parents loved it, and so we knew we had to make it an annual thing. And, you know, we're really excited to just give back and just really show these youngsters some stuff that we've learned.
What are some of the things, and obviously you're just with them for a couple of days, but what are some of the things that you hope they take away from your and Adam's tutelage over the next couple of days?
Well, one of the biggest things I think is, you know, in having a two-day camp, you're not going to get better in just one weekend. So what we really want to do is just to be able to inspire these kids and then also show them some new drills, individually and team drills that, you know, they may have never seen before, or just different ways to keep their workouts fresh when they go back and keep working on it when working on their games. And, you know, that's our ultimate goal, is just to give them stuff and show them new things that they can take back to their teams and work on it.
Former Iowa basketball star Mike Gasell with us here on the program. When's the last time that you talked with Adam, and has he said anything about what life was like this year in the D-League for him?
I kept up with Adam all year. We talked quite a bit, texting and everything. And, you know, I think he enjoyed the year. I mean, he had a lot of awesome experiences. I know it didn't go the way he wanted to. He had a few injuries at times that way, but, you know, I think he talked about how much experience he gained just being able to, you know, play in NBA Summer League, play in the D League, and just learned a lot this year.
So what's next for you? Are you going to go back to Denmark next season, or is it that not in the works yet? What's next for you next season?
I'll probably be overseas, and, you know, I think there's a good chance that it'll be with a different country, but honestly, I have no idea yet. It's all up in the air. my agent's working hard, talking to teams overseas and just trying to get me in the right situation. But for now, all I can do is just work out and stay in shape and stay ready.
What's that process like, Mike? Because there are so many different countries that have pro leagues, so many different leagues, different levels. Your agent fields phone calls. Is he the one out there actively trying to place you? Does he call you and say, hey, we've got an offer from this country or that country. Where do you want to play? Where do you not want to play? Take us inside what it's like to be a player who's navigating life overseas, trying to find a job.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. There's so many teams and so many leagues, excuse me, overseas that you pretty much have to have an agent that's helping you, contacting teams for you. So what he does is he'll contact all these teams. He'll figure out what job openings there are, what teams are looking for, and, you know, send them my highlight tape, send them game film, and, you know, hopefully the teams like me. And then if they do offer a contract, it's the type of thing to where he tells me about it. We look through the contract and we decide, you know, is this the offer we want to take? Is this a place that we want to live? And, you know, he knows all about the different leagues, what the country is like off the court. And, you know, all that comes into play when you're, you know, deciding where you want to play.
So I was talking with Jeremiah Davis from the Cedar Rapids Gazette a day or so ago. I mentioned you were going to be on the program with us, and he said ask him about where he's been spending time this summer. Something about at the racetrack? What's that all about?
I'm actually going to the races tonight. That's funny. My brother-in-law races late model cars, so I'm over at the dirt track a lot when I'm in the Quad Cities. My wife is from the Quad Cities, and so this summer we're just kind of back and forth between her parents' place and my parents' place. And, you know, when I'm in town, we love to go out and watch him race. So, you know, it's pretty fun to watch.
You ever get tempted to get behind the wheel yourself? You know, Mark Ironside, the old wrestler at Iowa, he races late models.
Heck no, I would never do that. I would end up hurting someone or hurting myself. I could barely drive straight down the road in a normal car.
All right, Mike, we appreciate it. Good luck with the basketball camp. Give Adam our best, and good luck finding a job next year somewhere. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Thanks for having me on the show.
Mike Gasell, fresh back, fresh off his first season as a pro in Denmark. Joining us here on the program, a basketball talk, more to come with Randy Larson, the commissioner of the Primetime League. And I think it's fascinating. It's a great opportunity for a lot of guys that aren't necessarily NBA material or that NBA teams overlook. You get to go overseas. So many Hawkeyes have done it. Greg Brunner for a number of years. A.C. Earl was an extremely successful player in Turkey for a number of years. And there is an appreciation for the game of basketball over there. As we've seen, it's reciprocated because a lot of the European players that have learned the game in the last, say, three decades or so, as it's become extremely popular worldwide, have started to take their talents to the United States. And we've seen them in the NBA. But it's a good opportunity for a player like Mike, who was so immensely talented when he wore a Hawkeye uniform. And it was one of the big questions last year for Fran McCaffrey and his team. How do you replace the point guards? How do you lose all those guys? And, well, they were able to do it with Jordan Bohannon, and Fran didn't have to look too far to find a replacement for him. So big thanks going out to Mike for joining us tonight. If you missed it or just joining us, we'll have the podcast available for you shortly at KGYMradio.com. We're going to step aside at 4:52. Randy Larson up with us next in the next few minutes. It's the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire, live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City.
Toyota of Iowa City would like to invite you to stop in now and check out the amazing new 2017 Toyota RAV4, which offers exceptional versatility and is now available in a hybrid, which is rated at 34 miles per gallon in town. Toyota of Iowa City also has a huge selection of 2017 RAV4s, and right now, through July 5th, with qualifying credit, we are able to offer 0% financing for up to 72 months on all gas models or $2,000 customer cash. We also have available 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2017 hybrid RAV4s or 1500 customer cash. Toyota by Wasidi has available outstanding low lease and finance rates on most of our new Toyotas and a fantastic selection of models for you to choose from. Come on in before July 6th and let us make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
0% for 72 months is $1,389 per thousand borrowed, and for 60 months is $1,667 per thousand borrowed. Does not include $130 dealer documentation fee.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Saturday, the first 1,000 fans get a free bobblehead of two-time American League MVP, five-time All-Star, and former Cedar Rapids Colonel Mike Trout. Stick around for our spectacular post-game fireworks. Visit colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Hour number one almost in the rearview mirror here at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City, but you still got plenty of time to join us. 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard for $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. We're talking with our regular Friday guest, Jack Dom, at the bottom of hour number two, touching all bases. Before that, we'll have the commissioner of the Primetime League, Randy Larson, with us. The PTL draft in the books earlier this week. No surprise, former or current Hawkeye Tyler Cook going off the board number one. Year number 31 for the Primetime League. Started out here in Iowa City and then has moved to North Liberty and back with six teams this year. We'll talk with Randy a little bit about what goes into putting on the league and why he keeps at it after all these years. Always looking forward and always great to catch up with Randy. He's been with us here on the station in the past. Love it or leave it in hour number three as well. And somebody on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line wanted to know who Mike's brother-in-law is. Brunson Benning, I believe, is his name. His brother-in-law races over in the Quad Cities. So, again, Landon Castle running tonight at Hawkeye Downs if you're interested in seeing him. Is obviously taking a little bit of a step down to run in front of the local folks tonight. We don't get a chance to see him too much here in eastern Iowa, except maybe when you're watching the races on Fox on Sundays. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Also the number to give us a call here. And Kyle Mann, our producer who's stuck on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids today in the studio, will get you hooked up with us. As a matter of fact, he's ready to hook you up with a Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
The Iowa women's basketball program received a commitment today from Mason City junior Megan Meyer, a 5'8" guard and sister of current Iowa sophomore Mackenzie Meyer. The sisters will play together at Iowa for one season in 2019-2020, and the last time they did that, they led Mason City to the 2016 4A state title. The Cedar Rapids Colonels dropped the final game of their series with the Quad Cities River Bandits last night, 5-4, officially putting them behind the Kane County Cougars in the division. They trail the Cougars by a half a game and only lead the River Bandits for second place by one game. The Colonels will now look to finish strong in the final series of the first half, a three-game set at home with the Clinton Lumber Kings. It'll be a Z102.9 Mug Club tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium, with first pitch scheduled for 6:35. This week's state softball polls were released yesterday, with some local schools near the top of their respective lists. Cedar Rapids Jefferson is currently ranked 5th in Class 5A, with Kennedy close behind at number 8 and Prairie 15th. Benton Community is the top team in Class 4A, and Solon is 5th in Class 3A. Tonight and over the weekend on KGYM, you'll be able to hear the Twins hosting the Indians. Minnesota currently leads Cleveland by two games in the American League Central, but the teams are playing a four-game series over the weekend, including a doubleheader tomorrow. It'll be Nick Turley on the mound tonight for the Twins and Carlos Carrasco for the Indians. That'll be right after our show on 107.5 The North Gym.
Thank you very much, Kyle. We are going to step aside momentarily, and hour number two is going to get kicked off with PTL Commissioner Randy Larson. The Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. KGYM Road Trip continues after this.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the